KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy, windy, and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with diminishing winds later this afternoon. A high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Well, the superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District was fired Wednesday night following a special closed session of the board. District's contract with Superintendent Jeff Heiser was terminated unanimously by the board. Among the reasons given were submitting fraudulent requests and acceptance for reimbursement of expenses for pay and receiving said reimbursements, knowingly providing untruthful, inaccurate, and incomplete information during a board investigation into the superintendent's conduct, impeding, obstructing, and/or otherwise failing to cooperate with the board investigation into the superintendent's conduct, violating district policy and superintendent's contract by engaging in outside employment with board approval, using school district time, property, and resources for personal or financial gain, violating district policies and procedures regarding submittal of leave requests and other documents, also violating district policies and regulations on staff use of technology, including but not limited to downloading personal software on a district laptop and deleting files from a district laptop, and inability to maintain confidence and trust of the school board. Additional details about the allegations were not disclosed. However, board members confirm Heiser has the right to appeal his decision, at which point the details of the matter will be discussed in an open session. According to reports, Heiser had recently been placed on indefinite medical leave. Acting Superintendent Monty Munsinger will oversee the district until a decision is made on a permanent replacement for Heiser. A hearing will take place next Monday on a request by the lawyer for an Atlantic woman accused of faking her daughter's cancer with regard to a change of venue in the case. According to online court documents, the hearing in Cass County District Court will begin at 9 a.m. Monday, November 10th, for 30-year-old Letha Slauson, whose trial is set to begin next Wednesday. The judge will also consider the waiving of a speedy trial in her case. Jay Mez, Slauson's attorney, filed the motion for a change of venue on October 24th. In making the request, Mez says his client's November 12th trial should be moved due to extensive media coverage, gossip, rumors, and speculation by residents in Cass County. That would make selecting a fair and impartial jury impossible. Mez entered into exhibit stories that aired from various media outlets, press releases that were distributed, and trial information that had alleged Slauson obtained donations and other services by deceptions from the community. Earlier, Mez had said that Slauson was competent to stand trial but unable to tell right from wrong. He's expected to use a defense of diminished responsibility when her case comes before a jury. Authorities said that Slauson lied about her daughter having cancer, inserted a feeding tube into the 5-year-old girl, and gave her drugs and cannabis oils. Slauson has pleaded not guilty to 20 counts, including assault, child endangerment, and theft by deception. An 18-year-old from Western Iowa has testified that while in his fantasy world, he killed a goblin. But Cody Metzger-Madsen said he didn't realize until later he'd actually killed his 5-year-old foster brother. Metzger-Madsen testified Wednesday that he visits a different world whenever he plays a game with someone, and that only he can visit those worlds. His lawyer is using an insanity defense to combat the murder charge in Harrison County District Court in Logan. Authorities say Dominic Elkins of Atlantic was killed last year while the boys were playing outdoors at their home near Logan. An autopsy said Elkins, whose body was found at the bottom of a ravine, died as a result of blunt force, head injuries, and drowning. Metzger-Madsen was 17 at the time. An Atlantic teen working to receive his Eagle Scout badge has completed a project at Sunnyside Park, enabling him to earn the award. Grant Pohatchke recently completed his Eagle Scout service project with the help of Troop 54 and others in the community. He designed and helped to build a fire pit surrounded by log benches near the Camlin shelter at Sunnyside Park. This past May, Grant had approached the Atlantic Park and Recreation Board with his proposal to replace the existing deteriorated fire pit. Soon afterward, he was given approval, but it was discovered the original fire pit was constructed by the Atlantic Lions Club, and for many years it was used for Lions' annual steak cookout. When the club learned of the project, they offered their full support, and upon completion, presented the team with a check for over $400 to help cover the costs. Oversight of the project was provided by the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring. The Parks and Rec Department also was a main supporter of the project. They provided the pea gravel and timber border. Grant said he'd like to thank Rob Stamp for helping with the demolition after the scouts uncovered 4 very large footings. Also, he wants to thank Ashton Ellingson of Brayton for cutting the log benches with his portable sawmill. Over 150 hours of work went into planning and constructing the project. In the funeral announcements, Marjorie Kramer, age 82 of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Marjorie Kramer will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Michelle Riedemann Nurnberg, age 36, formerly of Atlantic, died October 30th in Blue Springs, Missouri. Funeral services for Michelle Riedemann Nurnberg will be today at 2 o'clock at the Blue Springs Christian Church in Blue Springs. Bonita Faye Miller, age 100 of Red Oak, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Graveside services for Bonita Miller will be held tomorrow at 10:30 in the Evergreen Cemetery at Red Oak. Nelson Boylan, the Rett Funeral Chapel of Red Oak, has arrangements. Orlin McKibben, age 97 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. A celebration of life service for Orlin McKibben will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Alvin Langeman, age 89, of Urbandale and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Graveside funeral services for Alvin Langeman will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Coon Rapids Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Dolores Diane D. Getch, age 80, formerly of Carson, died November 5th in Brookings, South Dakota. Graveside services for D. Getch will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the Carson Cemetery in Carson. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Rose Rutledge, age 94 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rose Rutledge will be held November 17th at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Virginia Hopkins, age 90 of Greenfield, died Saturday. A memorial service for Virginia Hopkins will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Dwayne Harris, age 75 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Dwayne Harris are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.